Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven last words of Christ, Jesus Christ's statements from the cross. Today we'll be looking at Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Today you will be with me in paradise. Let's look at the larger text where that one verse comes from, the context. In Luke chapter 23, beginning back at verse 39 and then coming forward to verse 43, our text. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Today you will be with me in paradise. Who is this you? Well, a thief, a robber, a criminal. The word that's translated robber literally means one who seizes plunder. More than a common thief. Luke's word criminal is better. Probably a guerrilla, a terrorist, or an insurrectionist. Barabbas, maybe. Maybe a couple of his partners. Common thieves were not usually crucified, as robbery was not a capital offense under the law of Rome. Whatever their crimes, these two helped fulfill Scripture. Isaiah 53, verse 12 says, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." Jesus is ready and willing to receive all who come to him, no matter what the circumstances they come from. In his ministry, Jesus was accused of being a friend of tax collectors and sinners. The criminal became Jesus' last friend before death. It's interesting that verse 39 says, one of the criminals blasphemed Jesus. But Matthew 27 and verse 44 says they both reviled him. Something happened to bring this man to the place of rebuking his partner in crime. Something pricked his conscience. Something caused him to repent. Something made him believe. A change occurred in the heart of that sinner. His rebuke of the other criminal was the fifth statement in Luke 23, testifying to the innocence of Jesus. Pilate, in verse 4, said, "I find no fault in this man." And again in verse 14. And then in verse 22, he said, "I have found no reason for death in him." King Herod also in verse 5 said, "Nothing deserving death has been done by him." He believed in a life after death. He knew he had no hope as a sinner, and yet he pleaded for mercy. This criminal came to the place of recognizing that Jesus Christ would rule in an eternal kingdom. This criminal came to the place of believing that Jesus Christ had the power to forgive him. What made the change? Well, the Scripture doesn't say. My guess is that he observed Jesus on the cross in much suffering, willing to ask the forgiveness of his enemies. The Holy Spirit moved that sinner's heart to believe. He had to have. He believed that a miserable, dying prophet on a cross could save him in the face of scoffers, the priests, and his own friend. Every conversion is truly unique. This criminal also became Jesus' first friend after death. Remember his words, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Imagine the next believer to die, arriving in paradise and seeing Jesus there with someone at his side. Who's that standing there with Jesus? A hero of faith? Was it Adam, who walked in fellowship with God? Was it Enoch, that preacher of righteousness who walked with God and was no more? Was it Noah, the only one, and his family spared the flood? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, those who received the promise? Was it Moses, Joshua, David, Solomon, those great kings of Israel? Elijah, the great prophet, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, John the Baptist, the greatest born among men. And when he got close, it was that thief on the cross with Jesus. What's the lesson of this wonderful act of grace? Well, first, Jesus is ready to save at the last moment. It's never too late, this side of death. The thief was saved just before he died. Second, Jesus is ready to be your Savior today. Today you will be with me. And then third, Jesus is ready to receive you into glory. You will be with me in paradise. If you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, trust Him today. Acknowledge yourself as a sinner. Believe that Jesus died for you and rose again. And then confess your sin and ask for forgiveness. Romans 10:13 says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know, there's that old song, "There is a fountain. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away." You have a great day.